Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back to Bach on Sundays. Today I'd like to take a look at a piece from the cello suites, specifically the cello suite number 5 in C minor. Now, the cello suites, I'm no historian, but they're written about the same time as the violin sonatas and partitas about 300 years ago, 1720, something like that. And they weren't played very much. Pablo Casals was the first one to really make them famous. He discovered them in a thrift store or something like that, a copy of them, that is, in Barcelona, something like that. And eventually recorded them, and then, you know, they entered the repertoire of modern cello practice. And I listened to them many times, like either the Casals recording or Jacqueline Dupre or Yo-Yo Ma and stuff like that. So I had heard this melody in passing, but I had never really sat down with it in detail until I saw this video of Rostropovich sitting at the piano and talking about it. And there's some series where he does a little like talk before each suite. He sits and talks about what it means to him, and then he goes and records it in this church. I'll put a link to it in the notes, because whatever I paraphrase is not going to be nearly as articulate and interesting as the way he does it. But it struck me a lot the way that he talked about it. It was, you know, he talks about it technically, like how to, you know, what's going on, but then he gets into very spiritual, even mystical implications of this melody, what it means to him, and how it is that someone could have come up with this thing, which is really a timeless kind of melody. And meaning, like, it doesn't feel like it's in any kind of style or anything like that. It feels like it could have been composed now or in some ancient time, or, you know, by an alien civilization or something. It just feels like it has this sort of universal, eternal type of quality to it. So this is all to say you should just check out the version on cello, because that's really, you know, where you're going to hear it, with the low C and all that stuff. I'll play a version in A minor. It's in C minor originally, but just to get an idea of how it sounds like, okay? So something like this. Thank you. melody's in two sections that repeat, but I just played it without the repeats there. Just to go through it and give a sense of that, how it goes. I mean, it's this really kind of serpentine journey through a certain kind of harmonic field. You know, it's you can hear what's going on, but it's hard to explain what it is. There's the thing that Rostropovich talks about, which is like hearing, you know, how a single melody can imply a harmony. There's no, obviously, there's no chords, there's no double stops, nothing. This is just a monophonic melody. And it's a great lesson in what you can do with a monophonic melody. You hear this top note. And you hear the bottom. You hear the various, your memory kind of keeps it all in your mind so that you hear a fuller thing than what's on the page necessarily, you know. And that's a really masterful thing to be able to do with melody. I mean, I think we hear it like with great improvisers. If you listen to like Coleman Hawkins playing Body and Soul, like there's this thing of like where he goes up and kind of, you know, in a up and down kind of vertical way through the harmonies and hits all these spots that let you hear the whole thing just in the one melodic line. So with that in mind, and as a kind of study of melody, I went ahead and did a little kind of exercise. This may be kind of disrespectful to the original thing, but that's all right. I just wanted to do it for fun to see what might happen. Because the way that I'm playing on the guitar and all that is really not even like how you should hear it. You should hear it by going to hear a real cello player play this, and with the low C and all the resonance of that instrument that it's written for. But we can use it on guitar as a kind of study and a lesson about melody and making melodies and moving through tonality. So I thought, like, what would happen if we transposed it, but we keep it in the same position? So I'm keeping it, like, you know, in around fifth position, occasionally allowing you to grab a, you know, one of these, a G or a D up here, something like that. But to force the range so that certain things will have to be transposed by octaves and things like that. It would sound something like this. Like, if I take the last phrase of the A minor. I'm going to take that note, which is the root of this key, A minor, and I'm going to make that the fifth. So I'm going to transpose to D minor. Now I have a B flat in the key signature. So the melody has a different shape. Second part. Still kind of works. And then you have to come down here. Sorry, need to get that E flat in the key signature. And so on. So I went ahead and wrote this out like in 12 keys. And I attached that to this post as well. So you can try that on your own and see. I don't know what you find. I mean, it's good just as a sight reading exercise to go through 12 keys and like keep the key signatures in your mind while playing a whole bunch of accidentals, which is this thing has like all these little chromatic notes in it. But it's also interesting to see how you hear like this melody come through in different ways as it's kind of broken apart and moved around, and you know, see where it holds together, see how it holds together, because it's so strong, you know, you really can't break it, it seems like, even if you change the octave. So anyway, that's my idea for today. Not so much of a performance today, more of something to check out. Single melodies on the guitar, you know, sometimes we get kind of really caught up in chords and harmonies and stuff like that, but really trying to play a strong single note melody like this, or like Sonny Rollins, or like, you know, when we study those type of people, masters of monophonic melodies, you know, there's nothing like a great timeless melody, you know. So that's my thought for today. Big stuff coming up this week. Stay tuned, and have a great Sunday. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version, and for your support of creative music. See you next time.